We're none of us exactly sure, but our best guess is that we're very much now in the final stages, and that you know, a deal, a formal deal, is now imminent.
And where are the new people from? I mean, we hear they're from the Middle East, which is a bit vague, but what do we know about the people who want to buy Leeds United?
Well, we know that they want to tell you who they are themselves, so unfortunately I can't do that, Martin.
No. Can you sort of give us a little hint or anything?
Well, there's been an awful lot of speculation, and some of it's been fairly accurate. I think it's not a secret any longer that there may well be Middle Eastern interest in this.
Middle Eastern interest, but with a British representative, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us exactly what the Supporters Trust has been doing and what influence you've had.
Well, we've been busy working since January, really, trying to answer Mr. Bates' call to show him the money. We put together, as you're aware, the vision statement, working with the supporters of Leeds, our members, the other Leeds United groups like the RMCs and the Supporters Club. We held a couple of meetings, and it was very clear from those meetings, you know, that the fans wanted to see some ambition. And we put together a vision statement in January based upon what we were told. And it's that vision statement that we've been trying to sell to people.
And you've been selling it to Ken Bates himself, presumably.
Oh, listen, we've always been willing to work with Ken Bates. The issue was never an anti-Bates thing for the Trust. The Trust very much wanted to work with the club, and we'll work with whatever owners the club get. Makes no difference.
And Ken Bates is himself keen to sell.
Yeah, we think so. I'm not so sure how long that's been the case, but I think that, as the club's first statement said, they're looking to try and get the best possible deal for the club. I think it's probably been recognised by the board that the club does need pushing on now. We've had a difficult season where we don't seem to be able to sell our best players and bring in players that are going to replace them or even improve on what we've got. And I think maybe the club have recognised that it's time to, you know, allow someone to come in who can push us on that next step.
And when we look at the timetable for this takeover, are we right in saying that it could and probably will be confirmed by the end of the week?
I'm pretty hopeful that's the case. Yes, that's my personal point of view. I've been of that opinion now for 2 or 3 weeks. Don't get me wrong. Due diligence can throw up a spanner or two that would need to be sorted out before, you know, formalisation. But I'm very much of the opinion that you know, we'll hear something positive this week. There isn't a lot coming out of the club, so it's a best guess.